Good evening, everyone. Welcome to today's Highlight Sports. I'm Jackie. Love sports, love beauty, CUC. We are Highlight Sports. You know, my dear listeners, I miss you so much. You guys must miss me too, didn't you? In this episode, we prepare the latest sports news and events and bring you the only best. First, in world sport news, Messi breaks another record. Vivian and I will share you the details.Next in Highlight Game, Jesse and Tracy will introduce an exciting NBA game between Rockets and Lakers. Today's Weekly 4C is also about NBA game, a prediction of Houston Rockets and Memphis Grizzlies, presented by Tracy, Ruby, and our special guest, Florian. After an interesting AD, Sagaris in Yumen will teach you the skills and tactics about badminton. Last but not least,Today's great, Brady and I will introduce one of the greatest basketball stars, former Yao Ming's teammate, the man who earned 13 points in 35 seconds, Tracy McGrady. Having experienced a tough week, huh? Hope our program can ease your pressure and fatigue. So, are you ready? Let's count down 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome to today's World Sports News, brought to you by Highlight Sports. I'm Vivian.
I'm Jackie.
Here's a roundup of the latest news about your favorite sports events. Hope you guys can enjoy it and support us.
Barcelona's Lionel Messi breaks La Liga goal-scoring record with Sevilla.
Man United beat Arsenal to go fourth.
Pogba's performance has Juventus easily battered Lazio in 3-0.
Shandong Luneng won the final of LFA Cup.
Now, it's in detail.
Barcelona's Lionel Messi broke Telmo Salah's all-time La Liga goal-scoring record of 251 goals with a hat-trick in the 5-1 win over Sevilla on Saturday. Messi opened the scoring on 21 minutes to equal Salah's speed before netting again on 72 minutes to make it 252 Liga goals in 289 appearances and taken beyond the former Athletic Bilbao forward.The key goal was a sliding tap-in with a right foot from Neymar's cross, and Messi, 27, was subsequently congratulated by his teammates and the crowd. The Argentina international then completed his hat-trick with 12 minutes remaining, meaning his total now stands at 253 Liga strikes. The other two goals are from Neymar and Rakitic.Barcelona's 5-1 win against Sevilla took them back to within 2 points of Liga leaders Real Madrid, who beat Eibar 4-1 earlier in the day.
Manchester United secured a vital 2-1 victory against Arsenal, their first on the road in the English Premier League this season under coach Louis van Gaal. Arsenal started much the brighter and could have been 3-0 up in the first 30 minutes.A poor finishing and an informed David De Gea in the Manchester United goal kept the scores level. But United took control in the second half thanks to a Kieran Gibbs' own goal and a late Wayne Rooney's chip.
And congratulations to you, Jackie, for the winning of your team and your double successful predictions in the former two weekly for C's. That's very cool of you, Jackie.
Thank you so much, Vivian. It's very kind of you.So glad that Man United can win this tough game. It's really tough. Well, it's undeniable that Arsenal really did their best, but maybe this time luck is on our side.
Yeah, and also salute to the well-performed Arsenal. Let's move on to a Serie A game. Though expected to suffer, Juventus comprehensively defeated Lazio 3-1 on Saturday night to send a clear message to rivals Roma that the champions remain the best team in Italy.
Never have we seen a more perfect performance from Paul Pogba. Performing the complicated with complete ease, there really isn't anything the Frenchman can do. It's remarkable how such a young player can perform at such high levels and do so with character that would embarrass veterans of the game, and impeccably intelligent. Juventus are not only winning, they are doing so with a degree of elegance rarely seen in the last few years.
The 2014 Chinese Football Association Cup was just concluded and Shandong Luneng finally home to the last second to take the cup. Actually, the second part of final was kind of a disaster to Luneng as their opponent, Jiangsu Shuntian, ran the game smoothly, scoring two great goals. Without a goal or two, Luneng was going to lose the final due to the drawing blank in this away match.
The Shandong team got a free kick chance at the last second. The fans of Shuntian even had started celebrating already, but Luneng hadn't given up. The ball was kicked and flew into the air. Then Brian McGovern, defender of Shandong team, struggled to go for the ball and just nodded into the net. What a last gasp goal. With a whistle blowing, the game came to an end and Shandong Luneng won the championship. And Vivian, you must be excited to see the team of your hometown win in the end. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jackie. Hope Luneng will do better in AFC Champions League games, representing our country. Anyway, we still have a long way to go.
That's right. Wish your team good luck. And that's all for today's World Sport News. Thank you for being with us on behalf of our team. Coming next is Highlight Games. I'm Jackie.
I'm Vivian.
See you next Sunday.
See you.
Good evening, boys and girls. Welcome to today's highlight game. This is Tracy.
Hello, everyone. Glad to see you, and I'm your friend, Jesse.
Today, we are going to bring an exciting NBA game last week between Los Angeles Lakers and Houston Rockets to you.
The short-handed Rockets fell to 9-3 after a 98-92 home loss to the Los Angeles Lakers. Dwight Howard was scratched moments from tip-off with a strained right knee, giving the Rockets only three of their usual five starters, as Terrence Jones remains out indefinitely.
Kobe Bryant led all scorers with 29 points and 28 field goal attempts, including an impressive and one jumper to swing momentum in the Lakers' favor. Harden responded with 22 points on only 11 field goal attempts, but had a lofty turnover late in the game that sealed the Rockets' fate. Jermaine scored only 3 points with 4 assists in his return to Houston.
Now, let's get back to the live game.
3-point shooter, and last year at Washington, he was dynamite on the break shooting three. Oh, what a spin by Bryant and feed the boozer. Amazing. Despite the Achilles injury, the left knee, I know he can't jump like he used to, but that pretty in terms of athletic ability still at age 36. A lot of miles. Nice move by Papa Nikolai Wasak.
The Lakers started well with Kobe Bryant and Jeremy Lin each hitting early three-pointers. In the first quarters, Lakers scored underneath with more dribble penetration, while Rockets had a better outside shot. Bryant made a graceful behind-the-back pass to Boozer, and then Boozer made a driving layup, which gave the Lakers an 18-14 lead with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. However, another 2 3-point shots were made by Beverly and Garcia. After shooting 24% from deep in Memphis, the Rockets were back to 50% in the first quarter and lead by 2.
The Lakers went on an 11-2 run in the second to take a 5-point lead. James Harden didn't get his first field goal until the last 3 minutes and 10 seconds in the second quarter. But Kostas Papanikolaou caught fire. Big Papa made 4 of 5 three-point shots in the half to lead the Rockets to an 11-4 run. He would score a career-high 19 points in the game. The Rockets ended the first half with a 51-49 lead.
This way, and I'm not talking 54 games in the regular season. Can you win a championship playing this way?
Well, we don't know that until they do it. Like last year, that act was extremely difficult. That was a horse shot out in your yard. But okay, when you're playing the guys in the neighborhood. That was really a tough shot.
That's 14 points for Young, and then a Laker foul on the other end.
James Harden got going in the third, dropping 13 points in the quarter to put Rockets up double digits. But the Rockets didn't get 1 point in the final 2 minutes of this quarter. The Lakers scored another 5 points and was only down by 5, 70-75 in the third quarter.
The Lakers again responded and went on a 9-0 run to cut the Houston lead to just one, but Patrick Beverley and Jason Terry countered with consecutive threes to put the Rockets up 7.
See, they're using Hill to double team here right now. Oh, great play by Johnson to get the steal. Johnson takes it all the way, scores, and a foul. The Lakers retake the lead. You know what's interesting? If we have a high look at this, that Hill left the baseline, came left black, and came out past the three-point line and was going to watch. It's right there. See, Hill was going to double team him. He might have taken his eye off him, give Johnson a lot of credit by causing the deflection and then finishing.
Houston's lead with 66 seconds left. From there, Wesley Johnson flipped the game around as he drained 2 free throws after cleaning up a missed tip by Jordan Hill. Johnson then gave the Lakers a 9-4 to 9-2 lead by swiping the ball from James Harden and taking it back from a fast break and one layup. Nick Young and Kobe Bryant then hit a pair of free throws while the Rockets made 3 shots to ice the LA victory. Finally, the Lakers had themselves a 9-8-9-2 win over Rockets.
Recently, the Lakers have been in a good form and Kobe Bryant had just reached 32,000 points for his career.
Yeah, Bryant joins Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, and Michael Jordan as the only players in a 32,000-point club. He currently leads the league with 27.4 points per game, and he is 292 points away, passing Jordan for the third on NBA's all-time scoring list.
Hope Bryant and his team can perform well in the following matches. Okay, that's all for today's highlight game. Thank you for your listening. We'll bring you another wonderful match next week. See you next week.
See you.
Boys and girls, welcome to Studies Weekly for C. I'm Ruby.
I'm Tracy. Nice to see you guys.
Well, Tracy, you look quite tired today. What happened?
Nothing special. I just finished our midterm exams and I really need comfort.
Actually, it's no big deal. Final exams are more important and you still have time. I think at least you won't fail in the sport test.
Hey guys, don't play jokes on me. Maybe I should do something to relax, like watching NBA games, miss these days, playing basketball with friends.
Well, I have a news you must be delighted to hear about, since you are a big fan of Houston Rockets.
Wow, did they win the match against Dallas Mavericks? That's not so odd. They were doomed to win.
Haha, you're really a diehard fan. Yeah, you got it. They won match this morning with a wonderful reversion created by James Harden. He performed a 3-point play 28 seconds before the end and surpassed the score.
Well done. He's always the key man.
Well, another highlight was the return of Chandler Parsons, who left the Rockets and signed with Dallas. In fact, I really liked him through his performance last season. He's a quite reliable shooter, and he's also handsome.
Yeah.
I still think it is a loss to Rockets for letting him go.
I don't think so. The coming of the Trevor Ariza filled the Rockets' void at small forward, and he is more excellent on defense and shot-making. Rockets, with Ariza joining Howard and point guard Patrick Beverley, as proven stars in the starting lineup, have the league's stingiest defense so far this season.
Okay, there's going to be another exciting match between Rockets and Grizzlies next week. I know you must expect Rockets to win, but do you want to hear some voice from another basketball fan, Lauren?
Sure, let's share his opinion.
Thanks for inviting. You know, the two teams have had a battle for views and Rockets were crucially defeated. I think it is still difficult for Rockets to win the coming battle. In this summer's free market, Rockets want to add a proven all-star in free agency and exceed the salary cap to keep Parsons. But he had to go to Plan B when Chris Bosh surprised the team by resigning with Miami Heat, and Mavs gave Parsons a much more lucrative offer than Rockets. Funded by signing Ariza to 4 years, $32 million deals, Houston replaced Parsons without sacrificing his chance to pursue an all-star game next summer. Ariza hadn't matched Parsons' offense's production from last season other than slightly better three-point shooting, but there's no denying that Ariza had made a 6'8 defense impact for Rockets. Houston has gone from decent defense to dominant defense, but in fact his lineup is thin and team members were used to depending on three's top players. It's quite obvious on the match against the Grizzlies before. When they took the rest, there were always problems on offense and defense. So if they got injured, things got even worse. And let's pay attention to Grizzlies. This season, Randolph and Gasol play stably. They not only have the outstanding physical conditions, but also run for skills. After coming on the court, their attack on the flank and downtown was greatly improved. The most important is that the whole team's defense is brilliant. In their last game against Celtics, they still won a battle with 7 members influenced by the flu. They take the lead on the league, and I think they will keep the stage to move forward. So in a word, I predict that Grizzlies has more chance to win.
Okay. So you have the quite opposite opinion, and let's wait and see.
I can smell gunpowder in the air. I also can't wait to see the result. No matter who wins, I wish to be an excellent game.
I hope so. Okay, my dear audience, will Rockets defeat Grizzlies? Watch it, and I hope that I predict the right result. The game is coming on December the 4th. Do not miss the exciting game. I'm Tracy. Thank you for listening. Next, go the interesting AD. Stay tuned.
Hello everyone, I'm Jesus. I'm glad that somebody can hear my voice. I'm to bring you an excellent advertisement made by Nike. It will give us a positive feeling.
I'm not a star. I don't want to be a star. Just want to be me.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Yao Man. I'm your friend Sagaris. Did you play Blizzard after last program? If you did, do you think it was very interesting? If you think Blizzard is a kind of quiet sport, no problem, this time I will introduce an intense sport, badminton. First, I would like to make a brief introduction of badminton. Badminton is a racket sport played by either two opposing players or two opposing pairs who take positions on opposite half of a rectangular court divided by a net. Players score points by striking a shuttlecock with their racket so that it passes over the net and lands in their opponent's half of the court. Each side may only strike the shuttlecock once before it passes over the net. A red ends once the shuttlecock has struck the floor, or if a foul has been called by the either umpire or service judge, or in their absence, the offending players at any time during the rally, and each game is played to 21 points. I noticed that many students and teachers in Communication University of China like to play badminton. For I had been professional trained for 2 years, I can teach you how to strike the ball. First of all, I'm right-handed, so my right side is forehand side. Okay, let's begin. Raise both your arms, keep left arm straight for aiming, right arm for getting ready for strike. When the shuttlecock comes, move right arm quickly to hit it. At the same time, move back left arm to keep balance. It is very easy to practice. I strongly recommend you to play. Last, I'm going to introduce the history of badminton. The beginnings of badminton can be traced to the mid-18th century in the British India, where it was created by British military officers stationed there. Early photographs show Englishmen adding a net to the traditional English game of battledore and shuttlecock. This game was taken by retired officers back to England, where it developed and rules were set out. Although it appears clear the badminton house, owned by the Duke of Belford, has given its name to the sport. Unluckily, it is unclear when and why the name was adopted. Okay, this is the end of today's Yao Man. If you are amateur and you are wearing no companion, please contact me. Stay tuned.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's The Great. I'm your host, Ray. NBA, the world-class and world-famous basketball game, now reached many basketball stars. The most bright one of them is definitely T-Mac. So this time we will give you a summary introduction of him and bring you one of his wonderful games. Tracy McGrady, simply known as T-Mac, was born on May 24, 1979 in Bartow, Florida, to Melanize Williford and grew up in Auburndale, Florida. He was the product of an area called The Hill in Auburndale. It is a quaint town of about 9,000, surrounded by lakes halfway between Orlando and Tampa. At Auburndale, he quickly became a true sports star. His first love was baseball, with aspirations of playing Major League Baseball. Some Auburndale coaches were certain McGrady would be playing in a Major League ballpark instead of the NBA hardwood. Tracy's family has been a major influence in his life. His mother Melanie and his grandmother Roberta raised Tracy. He eventually grew to know both women as mom. Melanie Williford worked as a chambermaid at a Disney World hotel. she made a daily 90-minute commute from her home near Tampa in order to get to work each day to support the family. His dad, Tracy McGrady Sr., has had his separate life, but that does not mean he hasn't been there for Tracy. "My dad's been around," he says. "He did what he had to do. He wasn't a bad father." Joe Hopkins, Tracy's coach from Mount Zion Christian Academy, has been a big part of Tracy's life. Joe taught him to respect others, himself, and for the game. "He's my backbone," Tracy says. "If it weren't for Coach Hopkins, none of this would be possible." Hopkins, the basketball coach at Mount Zion Christian Academy in Durham, received a call about Tracy from Alvin Jones Jr., a basketball coach at Kathleen High, a neighboring high school to Auburndale High. Hopkins drove down to Orlando to go to Disney World with his family, and he stopped in Auburndale to meet with Tracy and his mom. Hopkins offered Tracy a scholarship to Mount Zion on the ride back to Durham with Tracy, and the rest is history. So this is the brief introduction of Tracy. Next, let's invite Jackie to take you to the wonderful game.
It was only 44.2 seconds to go, and Rockets trailed by 8. Rockets was about to lose the game, and most of the audience were driving home. But perseverance and faith were revealed from Tracy McGrady's sleepy eyes. He dribbled the ball quickly to the attacking area and shot for 3 without a halt, nothing but net. 35 seconds to go, Spurs continued to hit at the line, leading by 7. McGrady had the ball, he made a crossover past a defender and used the screen by Yao Ming to force Duncan to help. He drew the contact and somehow got it to go, taking up a potential 4-point play. 16.2 seconds to go, the difference was 5. McGrady leaped high and caught the ball when it was close to the 5-second count. He directly shot over the best defender in the league, Bowen, and it's in! An incredible shot! 11.2 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, Spurs was playing at a 2-point lead. McGrady grabbed the ball from Dylan Brown, and he moved the ball to the front court, racing against time. No time remaining, McGrady, for the win! The ball was in a beautiful arc across the sky, and the answer was good. McGrady scored 13 points in the last 35 seconds and steal the game from the Spurs. He was the god tonight. And now, it's the actual sound.
Popovich obviously upset with Monty.
Here's McGrady for 3. 35 seconds to go. And look to foul. And Shore picks up number 6.
Yep, harrowing scene for the Spurs for many games the last few years. 5-6 point lead, going to the foul line, just trying to hang on to victories. They've been one of the worst foul shooting teams in the NBA the last several years. They're up to 26 this year, which is an improvement, Marv.
Kevin Brown continues to hit at the line. Spurs now lead by 7. Rockets looking for a quick shot. Bowen is all over McGrady. Foul is picked up. Yes. A potential 4-point play. Tracy McGrady from downtown. And Tim Duncan could not get out of the way. Called for the foul.
Wow. What a shot by McGrady. You'll see the screen by Yao Ming, which forces Duncan to help, and he just draws the contact and somehow gets it to go. Incredible shot by T-Mac.
So McGrady to the line, where he has hit on 3 of 3, looking for point number 27, and looking to complete a 4-point play.
Houston has to deny Devin Brown the ball. He's made 4 in a row now. Spurs, they call a timeout to try to set something up, but it's now a 1-possession game.
Barry inbounds into the backcourt. He needs some time. Parker chasing by McGrady. Now Brown. And a foul is finally given. Houston has been over the limit for the last 6 minutes of this fourth quarter. Receiving the treatment from the crowd. 16 seconds remaining. Spurs now lead by 4.
Great job by Duncan just to settle in and trust his stroke and knock down that shot. Houston with one timeout left. We'll see how they play this.
Galvane returns. Bruce Bowen is back. Duncan 11 of 13 at the line. Luck free throw shooting by Tim Duncan, and Jeff Van Gundy will use his final timeout. 16 and 2/10 seconds remaining. 5-point San Antonio lead. 2.2 to go in the fourth. And Merritt can't find anybody. They have no timeouts remaining. Finally gets it in to McGrady. McGrady over forward and forth.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Tracy McGrady cuts it to a 2-point lead. And timeout taken by San Antonio. And that was close to another potential 4-point play. Bowen was all over McGrady. Timeout San Antonio. 11.2 to go in the fourth quarter. In the last 38 seconds, Houston has scored 14 points. They've outscored the Spurs 14-6. And this a moment ago.
Well, they almost didn't get the ball in, and now you've got the best defender in the game on McGrady. How does he hit this? Bowen not wanting to pick up the foul. And McGrady amazingly somehow gets it to go. It's a 2-point game.
And a good job by Andre Barrett. They've led by as many as 11. Yao Ming on the inbounds. Trying to make things difficult for Brett Barry. Gets it in. And Brown lost it. Here comes McGrady. No timeouts remaining. McGrady for the win. Oh, 1.7 to go. San Antonio with no timeouts. Here's Parker on the rock. Steal a game from the Spurs. Tracy McGrady with an incredible performance down the stretch, including a 4-point.
So, this is basically today's The Great, and it's also the end of our program. Thank you for listening. I'm Jackie.
I'm Red.
See you next time.
See you.
Producer
Tracy 杨鹏
Anchor Blue 曲浩宽
Jackie 刘佳琪
Journalist
Ruby 曹阳
Sagaris 陈云涛
Ray 陈瑞
Kate 袁英娜
Vivian 龚怡杰
Jesse 王倩
李玉红 Florian
鲁中义 Jesus
Love Sports Love Radio CUC
Good evening, dear audience. Weekly Focus is waiting for you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。